For gallery night this evening from 5 until 9, think Flower Power and check out the work of featured artist John Shoemaker. Also being highlighted is the kind of power or energy that's clean, renewable, and sustainable, says Joe Abston, owner of the downtown Pensacola restaurants, Hop Jacks and Tin Cow, and member of the Gallery Night board.
You know, what we've decided to do with Gallery Night is really to expand each month, theming it, and this just was perfect with Gallery Night being one day away from Earth Day. We are looking to bring in a lot of companies, a lot of nonprofits that are earth-centric, that are renewable-centric, everything from Gulf Power to Sun Farm, and even Starbucks is coming down with their Grounds for Gardens. So we're really kind of focusing a lot of our interest on this gallery night to things that we can do on the small parts and the large parts of how we can help out the environment.
And a big part of gallery night is going to be a huge display of electric vehicles.
Well, that's what we're going for, is the largest all-electric vehicle car show in the Panhandle. We've got a lot of people committed. We've got the Florida Tesla Club that's sending up some cars. We have the local Pensacola EV Club. And really, we're calling out to people in the general public who drive and love their all-electric vehicle to come out, show it, and tell a story. Tell the people why. Tell everybody, you know, why you've chosen to live this way. And you know, the electric cars have really made a huge leaps forward in the last few years, and there's something to be excited about, and there's something to show off.
So are you yourself a personal proponent of clean, renewable energy?
I am. I try to do as much in my business and my personal life as possible. We do everything from, you know, recycling. All of our restaurants have gone to canned beers, canned drinks. Basically, it's a lot more recyclable. Everything from, you know, recycling office products and down to personally driving a hybrid car. You know, I just feel that it's all of our duties to play as the part that we can, to make the changes and the adaptions where we can.
Is there anything else that you would like us to know about Gallery Night, your decision to celebrate Earth Day during this Friday night's event? Anything else?
If you want to participate in the car show, find us on social media, reach out to us. We'd love to have you. It's not just about the private clubs. It's about the public in general getting in this and getting involved and being proud of their electric cars and showing them off.
And owning an electric car is just one way to support our environment.
We're doing a push in our restaurants for gallery night, basically to skip the straw. You know, I think those are one of the things that they're one-time use products that we're just, you know, hundreds of thousands a year go in the trash or end up in the oceans. And in our restaurants, we are pushing that for gallery night. If you want a straw, ask for it. We're going to try it out for that night and just see how many we could save.
Joe Abston, downtown Pensacola businessman and member of the Gallery Night Board, discussing this month's event, which is this evening beginning at 5 o'clock. More details are available at visitpensacola.com and on the Gallery Night Pensacola Facebook page. Also, a reminder, the annual Earth Day Pensacola celebration is set for tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bayview Park. The annual Earth Day celebration in Fort Walton Beach is next Saturday, April 28th, at Liza Jackson Park. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.